Now settle down, Bart. If little knowledge is a dangerous thing, local knowledge, I think, is even more dangerous. Not long ago, when I was freshly schooled in RYA stuff and full of notions and all sorts, I was sailorly in everything I did. I'd take 3-point fixes every 15 minutes and would calculate tidal drift and leeway on the hour. And they are not inconsiderable factors when you drive an old Volvo 240 estate car. By the time I got to my boat at Stone Sailing Club, my sailorliness would accelerate into warp factor overdrive, which is, like hysteria, only more hysterical. If I was close to complete mental collapse, any guests I had along were well beyond it, in a strange place on the far side of fear. By comparison, space shuttle astronauts have been trained to orbit the Earth in less time than I took to brief my crew. Of course, crew is the wrong term to use. I called them candidates and would go into instructor mode, giving them the benefit of everything I'd failed to learn over or half misunderstood at night school, with special emphasis on danger, sinking, drowning and death. These could be some of the reasons that mostly I sail alone. But that was then. Now that I've lived in Maldon on the Blackwater for a little over a year, I've got what's called a little local knowledge. Basically, it means I go aground a heck of a lot more. Whereas previously, before I'd acquired this wisdom, I used hardly to ever go aground. That's because local knowledge is more a mindset than actually being based on knowledge. For example, my old-timer sailing mentor Julian, who passed his RYA yacht master in a westerly coracle, has local knowledge of absolutely everywhere, which means he doesn't need charts. I recall being impressed by his faultless reasoning as we lay over on our ear, aground in his Rustler 36 at the entrance to the Warden backwaters. Basically, he reasoned, old black and white charts were better and far more detailed, which is why he's never bothered buying any since decimalisation came in. However, even the old ones aren't to be trusted, as evidenced by Julian's many groundings. Now, you can't argue with that. In short, Julian has concluded that the only truly prudent and sailorly course is not to use charts, or to assign a junior member of crew to chart work to prevent them doing anything more dangerous. Now, on the other hand, Julian's pal Ted, who did Old Testament Day Skipper in the same class where Noah failed on tidal heights, has arrived at the same place from an entirely different direction. He has assiduously updated his charts with everything that's happened since the Armada. The result is that they're comprehensive, definitive even, but also entirely unintelligible. Maldon sailors, though, don't generally mess with such things as charts. One of the reasons is that Noddy, who runs the local dredger, keeps moving the mud around, and I keep finding it. It's a game of wits, and he's winning. Likewise, compasses don't really help much round here, as there are curious magnetic anomalies that have created our very own local Bermudan Triangle between the Queen's Head, Jolly Sailor, and the Maldon Little Ship Club. Sometimes people go missing for weeks. Of course, I've still got a lot to learn in the ways of local knowledge, and one thing that sets me apart is the fact that I often wear a life jacket. It's exposed me to even more ridicule than necessary. Just the other day, someone taunted, "I bet you even have it serviced." Now that hurt. There's another thing too. I still use an ancient Seafarer echo sounder, whereas real locals swing lead lines over the side. Neither tell you much. Now around here an altimeter is what you really need, but you can get heritage lottery funding for swinging a lead line with rustic aplomb. It entertains the East London day trippers who think you're either recovering drugs or dragging for dead bodies. Likewise, tide tables don't really help much round here either. Neither do we mess with almanacs, because they cost money and cover other places that no one ever sails to, such as Burnham-on-Crouch and France. In these parts, every chandlery, sailing club, Indian takeaway and nail bar issues their own little tide table booklets, and they seem to be very, very local indeed, as they all list completely different high water times and heights. Some of the more studious sailors, with time on their hands, i.e. teachers or retired teachers, have tried averaging them all together, but then all you end up with is numbers. So, Instead, we modern Matalos trust to local knowledge and the hope that sometime soon Noddy's going to come by in his tug and tow us off the mud.